Today's Amud is Yevamos Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We're holding on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, 17 lines up from the bottom. Ki Asa Rav Dimi. So says the Gemara that Ki Asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yochanan, he said over in the name of Rav Yochanan, that Mitzri Sheini Shanasa Mitzris Rishaina, if you have a second generation Mitzri Ger, who marries a first generation Mitzris Giyores, and they have a child together, so bina sheni havai, the child is considered a sheni. We don't go baser the father and say that the child is now a shlishi. Rather, alma baser ime shadinan lei. You see clearly that we go baser the mother and we consider the child to be only a sheni. Not like what we had before in the previous memra, which is Rabba bar Bar Chana am Rabbi Yechanan. This is Rav Dimi am Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Dimi had a different report in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, where he said that we go baser the mother. Now the Gemara has a havamina right now that the reason why we go baser the mother is based on the different machlekes and shas that we find. Do we say uber yerech imai or not? Do we say that when a mother is pregnant, so do we say that the child is considered like a part of the mother, uber yerech imai, or do we say uber lav yerech imai, that the child is not considered part of the mother? The Gemara understands that there's some sort of connection right now between going bus to the mother and saying ober yerech imai. That the fact that we go bus to the mother, it must be that the pshat is because Rabbi Yochanan holds that ober yerech imai, that an ober is considered part of the mother, memelu we go bus to the mother. However, Amarlei Abaye asked Rav Dimi, now how could you say, ben shem Rabbi Yochanan, that you go bus to the mother, meaning that ober yerech imai, Elohada Am Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, I have a right that Rabbi Yochanan holds over Lav Yerech Imai. Rabbi Yochanan said that Hifrish Chatas Mu'uberes, if a person is Chayev Chatas, and he separates, he designates an animal to be brought as his carbon chatas, and the animal is pregnant. The yolda, the animal gives birth to a baby. So ratzim is chaper ba, ratzim is chaper bevlada. Rabbi Yochanan paskind that the person who is mafresh, the animal, for a carbon, for the chatas, he could bring either the mother or he could bring the baby as his carbon chatas. Now that's a raya that ober lav yarechima. Yeah, I'm a bishlam ober lav yarechima. You bishlam, if you say b'das Rabbi Yochanan that he holds that ober is lav yarechima. So it comes out when he was mafresh the pregnant animal, the baby is considered like a separate entity. So it's like a person who went over to two animals and he was mafresh both of them for his carbon chatas. The way we view such a thing is that we say that when he's mafresh the two animals, he's saying that if something happens to one animal, I'll bring the other animal. He's being mafresh two chatois for achrayis. V'am Rabbi Yishaya, hifresh two chatois for achrayis. The halacha in such a case is that mischaper ba'achas mehen, is that you could use either one of them for his kapara, for his carbon. V'ashniya tira, and then the second one, you let it graze until it develops a mum. So then everything makes a lot of sense. If Rabbi Yochanan holds ober lav yerechimai, so then the halacha that he said makes a lot of sense. You designate a pregnant animal, so now you could bring either one as a carbon. It's like you were mafresh, two animals. But if you're going to tell me that we go bus to the mother, in the case of the mitzri, meaning that ober is yerechimai, so havalei vlad chatos, and then in the case where the person was mafresh, a pregnant animal for his carbon chatos, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that you could bring either one as your carbon? If he holds that ober is yerechimai, so then in this case, sahavale vlad chatos. It's the vlad of a carbon chatos. Uvlad chatos lemisa also. The halacha is that if a carbon chatos has a child, it's one of the chatois hamesais, the child goes lemisa. You cannot use the carbon. You cannot use the animal for your carbon. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say you could use either one? So Ishtik, so Rav Dimi was silent. Meaning this seems to shlug up what Rav Dimi heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Dimi thought that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan that you go bus to the mother when it comes to a mitzri, meaning that over yerechimai, from here it's clear, from this halacha of the chatos, it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan holds that over is lav yerechimai. So Amar Lei, so Abaye suggested a teretz to his own kasha. So Amar Lei, that Dilma Shani Hasam, Dichsev Asher Yivaldu, that maybe really Rabbi Yochanan holds Ober is Lav Yerechimai, like we see from the case of the Chatas. Now really Ober is Lav Yerechimai. So why does he say, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that you go Basar, why did he say that you go Basar the mother when it comes to the Mitzri? It's not because he holds Ober Yerechimai, rather it's Exeris Akasav by Mitzri, Dichsev Asher Yivaldu, Hakasav Talah Beleda. The Torah seems seems to make everything tali and leida, meaning you go basa the mother, you go basa the one who birthed the child, and therefore, since the mother was a rishayna, so the child is now a mitzri sheni. But really, over is lav yarachimai. So Amar Lei, so Rav Dimi said back to Abaye that karkafna, Rashi says means yuchashiv one, yuchashiv person, that you're taking all the credit for yourself when really you don't deserve it. That I saw your head was there when Rabbi Yechonon said over this memra. You're making as if like, oh, maybe he's saying because it's because of Asher Yevaldu. What do you mean? You know good and well that that's the pshat in Rabbi Yechonon. That's because of Asher Yevaldu. Now Tosfos points out that the Gemara is not to be understood kipshutai, that Rav Dimi was telling Abaye that yeah, I saw you when you were there by Rabbi Yechonon Shir, because Abaye wasn't around this man Rabbi Yechonon. Abaye was a couple generations later. He never met Rabbi Yechonon. Rather, what Rav Dimi meant, Chazis the Reishach Bene Amudi, Taisa says, Pireish Rabucha, that I saw that you were there between the Amudim and the base Medrash, means by your Rebbe, the Matzinu Rabba, Shahalach Lomoy Lefnei Rabbi Yechonon Meshilik Suvis. It doesn't mean that Abaye was there, it means that Abaye's Rebbe Rabba was there. Meaning Abaye learned this halacha from his stama, from his Rebbe, from his uncle, from Rabba. Rabba was there by Rabbi Yechonon Shir, that's what Rav Dimi was telling Abaye, that don't steal the credit, your Rebbe heard this live at the shir, and you were mekabel this from your Rebbe. Now the Gemara points out that Taima dechsev asher yivoldu. So it comes out, now really Rabbi Yechonon holds that over lav yarechimai, and that's the pshan in the memory by the Karban Chatas. When the person was mafresh, a pregnant animal, so when it gives birth, the person can bring either one as his carbon, because over lav yarechimai. By mitzri, it's different. The reason why we go basa the mother is because of a special gzeiras hakas of Asher Yevaldu, meaning really we should go basa the father. It's just that by the parsha of mitzri, the Torah says Asher Yevaldu hakas of talo beleida. But really, when it comes to other things, we should go basa the father, because ober is lav yarechimai. Ask the Gemara, time with Dixiv Asher Yevaldu. It comes out, it's only by mitzri where the Torah says Asher Yevaldu, that's why we go basa the mother. But really, by all other things, we go basa the father, because ober is lav yarechimai. That's what you want to say, that Rabbi Yechonon Shita is ober lav yarechimai. Ask the Gemara, is that really true that we hold that ober lav yarechimai elahada amar Rava? That which Rava said, and Mestama, I guess Rava's not arguing on Rabbi Yechonon, that which Rava said, that nachris mu'uberesh in his gaira, that if you have a gaya, and she goes to convert, and she's pregnant at the time that she converts, she's a baby, she's already pregnant, and she goes into the mikvah and she converts. So bina ein sarach tefila. The halacha is that when her son is born, all he's going to need is mila. He's not going to require tefila. The tefila of the mother works for the child. Amai, why does that work? Amai ein sarach tefila. Why doesn't he need tefila? Bishlama, if you would say uber yarech imai, that the child is considered part of the mother. So then the tefila of the mother works on the child, just like it works on her right arm and it works on her left arm and it works on her right leg. It works on the baby because uber yarech Ima is considered a part of his mother. But if you're going to tell me now that really Rabbi Yechonon Shita, really the way we pass it is that Ober is Lav Yerechimai, that really the child is not considered part of his mother, so then how could the tefillah of the mother work on the child? The child is not going into the water. He has a chatzitza. His mother is all around him. So how does that tefillah work on the child? So says the Gemara, V'chi teima mishum d'Rabbi Yitzchak, maybe you'll tell me that the way it could work is because of something that Rabbi Yitzchak taught us. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Devar Taira, Rubai Umak B'dalav Chaitzetz. The only time you have a real chatzitza, midaraisa, is if the thing is covering most of a person's body. A person has some sort of scab or marks that are covering a majority of his body. And also it's something that he's makbid about, that it shouldn't be there. So then it's considered a chitza, only if you have both ingredients, that it covers rive of his body and his makbid. But if it's rubai, she'enei makbid, alav, enei chaitzetz. But even if it's covering majority of his body, if it's something that he doesn't care that it's there, so then it's not chaitzetz. Maybe that's the pshat. That's why by the baby, the tefillah is considered a good tefillah, even though the mother's all around him, because it's true that it's rubai, but it's enei makbid. He doesn't mind that his mother's all around him. In fact, he needs his mother to be all around him. But says the Gemara, that's not going to be a good explanation, because Amar of Kahana Leishanu Ala Rubai of a Kulei Chaitzeitzah. This halacha is only true when it's Rubai. But if it's covering all of his body, so then we don't care about Makbid, Ene Makbid. It doesn't make a difference. If it's covering his entire body, so then that's for sure going to be considered a Chatzitzah. And if so, here also by the baby, how could the tefillah of the mother work on the child if you're going to tell me that Ober is Lav Yerachimai? Like you see by the case of the Chatos, and that's why normally we would go bust to the father, how could, but really over Zlav Yerachimai, so then how could Rava say that when you have this Giyaris who converts, that the tefillah works on the baby? It's a chatzitza, the mother should be considered a chatzitza. So it says the Gemara that no shani ober the hainu rabbi say. That even though it's true normally if you have a something that's being chaitse, it's on kulai, or even rubai umakbid, but kulai even if it's not makbid, so then it's considered a chatzitza. Over here by this case of the baby, it's different because it's not considered a chatzitza b'chlal. This is the way the baby grows. This is what the baby needs, and therefore since this is the natural thing, it's not even b'chlal considered a chatzitza. If someone has something natural on his body, some sort of natural growth, it's not considered a chatzitza b'chlal because it's just the natural part of his body. So it's over here when the fact that the baby grows in the mother's tummy, so therefore that's considered a natural thing, a natural part of him, and that's why it's not chatzitz, even if you hold that ober zlav yerachim. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ki asa Ravina Amar Rabbi Yechanan, when Ravina came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, he said over in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Be'uma is Halech Acher HaZachar. We'll see soon what this means. But he said that when it comes to other nations, so we go Basar the father, Nizgairu Halech Acher Pagum Shavishneim. But if they convert, so then we go after the one who's the most Pagum, either the father or the mother. So what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Be'uma is Halech Acher HaZachar. When it comes to the Umais, we go Basar the Zachar. What's that referring to? Kedetanya. It's referring to that which we learned in the Braisa. Now, halacha is that someone, a guy from one of the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael, when we went into Eretz Yisrael, so the halacha is that we're not allowed to even let them live. We have to kill all of them. The only place that you could buy an eved from, something we call it an eved kanani, really, there's no such thing as an eved kanani. You're not allowed to buy an eved from Canaan. An eved from Canaan you have to kill. A guy from Canaan you have to kill. You're not allowed to let him live. An eved kanani is a borrowed lashon. Really, an eved, a non-Jewish eved has to come from one of the other nations of the world, not one of the Zion Umais. So now what happens if you have someone from one of the Zion Umais who marries someone that's not one from one of the Zion Umais, and they have a child together? So what's the halacha of that child? So that says the Gemara, that's what it means when we say Be'umais, we go basa the father. With regards to this halacha, we go basa the father. Kedetanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that minayin la'echa mina umais, how do you know if you have a man from one of the seven umais, Sheba'ala Kenanis, that he's together with a woman from, sorry, Echam and Umais means a father from one of the, not one of the seven Umais. Sheba al Kananis, he's together with a woman who is from one of the Shiva Umais. Vahailid Ben, and they have a son together. Sha'ata Rashai Liknoi, say that you're allowed to purchase him be'eved as an eved, meaning that you go back to the father who's not one of the Shiva Umais. Shenemer, the Pasuk says, V'gavim ne'atay shavim ha'garim imachem mehem tiknu. That at times you could buy an Eved even though he lives amongst, one of his parents are from the seven nations. So now, Yachla, filu echa mina kananim shabol achas mina umais vahilid ben shata rasha lignoise be'eved. I might think also it's the opposite. Maybe even if it's the father that's echa mina kananim, he's from one of the Shiva umais. And he's together with achas mina umais, with a woman who's not from one of the Shiva nations, the Shiva umais. And they have a son together, but the father's from the seven nations. I might think shata rasha lignoise be'eved, tamulay marasher hailidu ba'ar. That you could buy an eved only if it's asher ha'lidu ba'artzachem. Mina noiladim ba'artzachem, v'loi mina garim ba'artzachem. So this is interesting. In the times, the Torah is describing a metzias, which we have also today, and that is that very often when a couple gets married, so if they're from two different places, you end up living wherever the wife is from. Especially certain women from certain places, it's even more common. But it's a very common thing that a person lives wherever the woman in the house is from. So the Torah is saying that when could you buy an eved when there's a mixed marriage, when it's a mixed marriage? Only when it's asher ha'lidu ba'artzachem. When the person just happened to be born there, meaning that really the father is not from there. The father only moved in. The father moved into Eretz Yisrael. But really he's not from there, and the child is now happens to be born in Eretz Yisrael, so then you could buy the eved. V'loi min ha'garim ba'artzachem. But you can't buy the eved if it's min ha'garim ba'artzachem. If it's the father is from Eretz Yisrael, And so when the garden barretz him, if the father is from Eretz Yisrael, so then you can't buy the Eved. Only if the father moved to Eretz Yisrael, meaning because really the wife was the one who was from Eretz Yisrael, and then they happened to have a child together in Eretz Yisrael, so then you could buy the Eved. Meaning because you go basa the father, so this is a makar that you go basa the father. Nizgairu halech achar pagum shebishnehem. However, the Braisa then said, the member then said, Rabbi Yechanan said, that if they convert, so then you go basa whichever one's more possible. So b'mai, what's the case? Meaning, it sounds like both of them are puzzle. Both the father and the mother are puzzle. And you go basa the one that's the most puzzle. So what's the case? Elim b'mitzri shenasa amoynis, where you have a mitzri man who married an amoynis woman. So my pugum shebishneihem isba. There's no pugum shebishneihem. Now only one of them is pugum. Because the amoynis is not pugum. Amoyniv le amoynis. And amoynis is fully kosher. She is mutter to marry into the Kal Hashem. So that can't be the case. Ela ba'amayni shenasa mitzris. We're talking about an amayni man who married a mitzris woman. So then they have a child together. And you go basa the one that's the most puzzle. Meaning, izachar havi, if they have a son together, so then what will make him the most puzzle? Shadya basa amayni. Make him go basa the father, make him an amayni, and that will be the most puzzle. A mitzri has a heter after three generations, and amayni doesn't. So making him an amayni will be the pogum shabishneim. However, Inikeva havi, if they have a daughter together, so then shadi basar mitzras. So then put him after the mother, make her into a mitzras. That's going to be the pagum shebishneim, because if you make her basar the father into an amayni, so then amayni vla amayni, she's going to be mutter to marry into the Kal Hashem right away. So then the pagum shebishneim is actually going basar the mother. So that's what Rabbi Yechna was referring to. And in such a case, you go basar the pagum shebishneim was talking about a case of an amayni that marries a mitzras. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. Mamzerin v'nesinin asurin, mamzer and nasin are not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem. The isura and isur eilam, and their isur goes on forever. Even though in the lashon of the pasuk it says lo yavei mamzer b'kal Hashem, gam dor asiri lo yavei b'kal Hashem. It says also the 10th generation cannot marry into the Kal Hashem. It doesn't say lehedya that the isur is forever. However, if you look at the pasuk by Amunu Mayav, it's the very next pasuk. It says Lo Yavei Amayni Mayavi Bekal Hashem Gam Dor Asiri Lo Yavei Lam Bekal Hashem Ad Aylam. By Amunu Mayav, it says that also the 10th generation cannot marry into the Kal Hashem Ad Aylam, even forever, an Amayni and a Mayavi cannot marry into the Kal Hashem. So we learn out from there that who Adin in the previous pasuk discussing the Mamzer who also can't marry into the Kal Hashem, even the Dor Asiri. That really it means forever. That's what the Mishnah is saying, that a mamzer and a nasin, they're not allowed to marry into the Kal Hashem, and their isser is forever. Echad zacharim v'echad nekevos, and the isser applies both to males and females. Like we know, mamzer is mumzar. There's no difference between males and females. They have a mumzar, and therefore even a female is going to have this isser. Says the Gemara Amrei Shlakish. Shlakish is a big chiddush that mamzeres la'achar asara dayrois muteres. A mamzeres after 10 generations is going to be mutter. We'll have to see what he does with our Mishnah. But Reish Lakish says that a mamzeres after 10 generations is going to be mutter to marry into the Kal Hashem. Where does he get that from? Yalef asiri asiri me'amayinu mayavi. Because like we said, we have this limud from Amunu Mayav. It's a gzeir shava of asiri asiri. By both of them it says, even the 10th generation is asir. So we learn out asiri asiri from Amunu Mayav. Just like when it comes to Amunu Mayav, the Nekevais are mutter. Afkan, so too when it comes to Mamzer, Nekevais mutarais, the Nekevais are going to be mutter. Now ask the Gemara, Ima lahalon miyad, afkan miyad. So why don't we say that the Nekevais are mutter right away? Just like the Amunu Mayav, the Nekevais are mutter right away, and Reish Lakish is learning from Amunu Mayav, he should have learned from there that the Mamzeris is mutter right away. So says the Gemara, no, because ki ahani gzeir shava me'asiri ve'elach. Because we only need to come on to Amunu Mayav when it comes to after the 10th generation. Meaning until the 10th generation, it says lahedya in the Torah. Then the Mamzer is asr, and Mamzer means even mumzar, even in the Nekevais. And the isr is even the 10th generation. After the 10th generation, the fact that the Mamzer is asr, how do we know that? We said it doesn't say lahedya in the Torah. We learn it out, asiri, asiri, from Amunu Mayav. So it's only with regards to after the 10th generation where we need to come on to the Gzeir Shava of Asiri Asiri, so that's when we'll have the limud, that's when the Kevais are going to be mutter. But we're not going to be matter than the Kevais earlier than that, because earlier than that it's from the Pasuk itself that we know that she's Asir. And therefore that the Gzeir Shava is not going on. The whole Gzeir Shava was only said after the 10th generation. Now ask the Gemara though, so very nice, it works out in the Psukim, but how does it work with our Mishnah? Rish Lakish is an Amayra. You can't argue in our Mishnah. V'hanan tanan, our Mishnah says, Mamzeira v'nesinin asurin v'isurin Israelim. Echad zucharim v'echad nekevais. It says that Mamzeirim are also forever, and it said that even nekevais. So says the Gemara like Asha. Ha-command amar doing me no mina. Ha-command amar doing me no vuki ba'asra. Rish Lakish will tell you that he's not really arguing on the Mishnah. He is, but really it's a machlekes tanayim. And the machlekes tanayim is based off of machlekes, a shas machlekes, that when you have a gzeira shava, like over here, we're learning out a gzeira shava from amnu mayav to mamzer. So do we say doing me no mina, that learn everything out from the gzeira shava, like in this case we are learning from amnu mayav, so learn it out legamri that it should be exactly like amnu mayav, or do we say daimina vuki basra, learn out something from amnu mayav, but then give it the characteristics of a mamzer, then uki basra, put it in its place and give it the hagdaris of a mamzer. So Rashi explains that Reish Lakish held like the Shita, like the Tana who says daimina umina. Memela, we learn from the Gzeir Shava first of all daimina, that we learn out that the Isser of mamzer applies forever, even though the pasuk only says 10th generation, doesn't say lahedi anything past that. We learn out from amnu mayav it's ad oilam, but then also learn mina that just like amnu mayav is only on the males, so too and not on the females are mutter. So to a mamzer, a mamzeres is going to be mutter after the 10th generation. Because we're doing mina, umina. You keep learning it out legamri. Learn it out from amnu mayav, and then learn it out again. Learn out even the hagdarim from amnu mayav. Whereas the Tanavar Mishnah held doing mino voki basra. It's true, we learn on the gzeir shava, asiri asiri from amnu mayav. But we only learn out from there that the Isra goes on forever. But then, uki ba'asra, then keep it in the parish of Mamzer. Mamzer, it says mumzar, that it applies even to Nekevites, so we're gonna apply the Gzeir Shav and the uki ba'asra and keep it with the hagdarim of a Mamzer, that it's even by the Nekevites, so that's the Machlaika. So it's true, Reish Lakish is not like our Mishnah, but he's not going solo against our Mishnah. He's really hanging himself in the Machlaika's Tanayim, and he's going like a different Tana than what our Mishnah was saying. Now says the Gemara, Shaulus Rabbi Eliezer Mamzeres La'achar Sarah Dari Ma'u. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, what's the bottom line, what's the halacha, Mamzeres, after 10 generations, is she going to be mutter to marry to the Kala Shem or not? And Amar Lehem, he said to them, it's not Nageya, me yitin lidar shlishi v'taranu. If I would see ever a third generation Mamzer, I'd be metire him. Because there's no such thing. Hashem doesn't let a Mamzer live. Hashem doesn't let the Mamzer go on and have Dairis after him. So if you have a third generation, it must be the person's not a Mamzer. Al miksaver Mamzero loy chaye. So you see from here that Rabbi Eliezer clearly held that a mamzer doesn't live. V'chein amar avuna mamzera loichaye, that Hashem doesn't allow, Ashkacha has it, that a mamzer doesn't go on to live and to really pollute the yichus and klal Yisrael. Ask the Gemara of Anan Tanan, Mamzerin Asurin Visurin Israelim. Ah, but our Mishnah says that a Mamzer is Asur and the Isra applies forever. If you're telling me that a Mamzer lechaye, so why would it be relevant for the Tana to tell us that the Isra of a Mamzer goes on forever? It's not Negea. So Amr Abzeira, Lididi Mefarshili, Mined Rabbi Yehuda explained to me, Diadia Chaye. Because if you know that a person's a Mamzer, so then they'll end up living, because then they're not polluting, so to speak, our the Yichas and Klal Yisrael, because we know exactly who they are. Since we know who they are, we know who to be careful from, so Hashem will allow, Hashkacha will have it, that such a family can go on and live on. But the Lo Yediyah Leichaye, that which Rabbi Eliezer says, that they won't live, that was Dafka talking about if they're not known. If they're not known, so Hashkacha will always have it, that their generations will terminate. Says the Gemara, the idea of a Lo Yediyah, if let's say it's somewhat known, some people know about it, but it's not so publicized. So then ad chlasa dare chaye, tfei loy chaye. So then until three generations, people will know enough to be careful, and they will live, but past three generations, so then they won't live. That's what Rabbi Eliezer was referring to before. Says the Gemara, story, Ahuda havi b'shevuse derav Ami. There was once a person who was in the neighbor, who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Ami, and Echor is a lay, the mamzer hava, and Rav Ami publicized about him, everyone should be careful about him, he's a mamzer. So Bachi Va'azel, so the Mamzer was very insulted. He was crying and going that, look, my life is ruined from Ravami. Samar Le Ravami said, I didn't ruin your life. Chayim Nesatilach, I actually gave you life, because if it wasn't publicized, so then it would be Lo Yediya. Then Hashem would have to kill you. Now that I publicized that you're a Mamzer, I'm actually the cause that you have life, and we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, we'll continue from here in the following shir.